The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
The Hammer and Nigel Show. Hello, my name is Nigel. That is Jason Hammer over there with a very special and lovely guest on the hotline.
She is one half of the Chicks on the Right. She is WIBC alumni. She is Mock. Mock, welcome back.
Hello.
How are you?
I was just going to automatically default reply that I'm great, but I'm not great. I'm mad at everything. This weekend sucks.
All right. Well, let's just jump right into it then. It appears there are an awful lot of Republicans who want Ukraine to have money, but don't give a blue rat's rear end about what's happening here in our country, Mock.
I know. And it's infuriating just on all the levels. I was saying in our show this morning that I could actually probably be persuaded that we need to help Ukraine with weapons or whatever. If somebody, literally anybody, could say this is what winning in Ukraine looks like, this is what the strategy is for success, this is how Ukraine is going to win. Nobody can do that. And all I hear from anybody is all the reasons that they're going to fail, that they're going to lose, that they're going to end up having to make some sort of deal with Russia in the end. And we could have avoided sending billions of dollars to them. But yet we continue to do it even without a plan or a strategy for success. And it's not making me insane.
Not only that, Mock, but if Ukraine does kind of back down and let Russia have the territories they want, we're going to wind up sending more money over there to help the Ukrainians rebuild whatever it was the Russians knocked down and destroyed.
We'll have to, because we're already covering their pensions, right?
Yeah,
so we might as well help in the rebuilding, for crying out loud. Meanwhile, our borders are completely wide-ass open. We're seeing all the infrastructure that is supposed to be repaired, rebuilt, all the things that are supposed to be happening in America, nothing is happening. Everything is falling apart, and we're not taking care of any of it. And then to see the Congress critters wave the Ukrainian flags on the floor of our Capitol, oh my God, I was raging.
And what infuriates me, again, I don't like Russia. Let's not get it twisted here. I'm not somebody carrying Putin's water here, but let's not act like Ukraine likes us either. Ukraine's government has always been shady, and with all this money that we've sent over there, we have no oversight over it. We don't know what this money has been used for. There's no paper trail. Meanwhile, we've got our own issues here. That's what infuriates me so much. Ukraine is not some long ally to the United States.
Exactly. And for all the people that are, trying to put the blame of this squarely on Mike Johnson's shoulders, that's not fair, because all he did was bring this to the floor for a vote. And it was, I don't even know how many Republicans voted for it. Those are the people you should be mad at. It's not Mike Johnson. He's done the thing that we've all been screaming for Chuck Schumer to do, which is to bring H.R. 2 to the floor of the Senate, which he won't do. So, I mean, you can't hold other Republicans' votes, over the head of Mike Johnson. I get that people are mad at him. I totally get it. But we've got a huge problem in the Republican Party, and it's way bigger than one guy who's speaker.
H.R. 2, you're talking, that's the border bill that Chuck Schumer's been sitting on for a while. And I don't know, the thing with Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, said no bill, no money for anything until we get something for the border. And then he turns around and does the opposite. And don't even get me started on this FISA stuff either.
I know. I mean, there's plenty of reasons to be mad. And it's just, it's such a mess. Like, the party is in such shambles right now that I'm just almost speechless about it. Like, I just can't.
Chatting with so Mock from the Chicks on the Right program.
I like Mad Mock for what
I do
it's
too.
Worth.
Mad Mock, greater than Mad Max, in my opinion. So we've got, you know, action happening on all these Ivy League campuses. All this anti-Semitism, whether it's Columbia, whether it's Yale, Princeton, you name the Ivy League school, there's a good chance there's a pro-Hamas faction making a lot of noise right now. Columbia probably being the most high-profile example of what's going on. So my question, Mock, is why doesn't Joe Biden take some shrapnel from this? Because I'm old enough to remember when a bunch of, you know, pieces of trash in Charlottesville got together and got tiki torches from Walmart and had their little white nationalist rally. That was all Donald Trump's fault. Hell, Joe Biden kicked off his campaign with a video talking about that. That was one isolated incident. Look at these Ivy League campuses. Look what's happening all over America. Why doesn't Joe Biden own all this anti-Semitism?
Well, it's a great question, and it's something that we also talked about on our show this morning, and I also put out a tweet about this just not even a half an hour ago, where I was raging about it because it has to be tied back to Biden at every turn, to Democrats specifically. And so I'll just tell you what I wrote. I wrote, if you are a Jew and you are rightly outraged by the insanity of the protesters at various elite institutions all across the country, I hope that for the sake of our republic, you recognize that every last student screaming free Palestine and threatening Jewish students, and that every professor who's been filling the students' head with this garbage for decades, to a person, they belong to the progressive left. Democrats own this problem. This is who they are. And even Democrats who aren't participating directly, they have allowed it to fester over all of these years. They are the reason for the violence, the chaos, all these chants of death to America. This is totally a leftist, Democrat, progressive issue that we on the right have been warning people about. We've been screaming about it. We've been pleading about it for years and years and years. And now they reap what they sow. So I would hope that Jews across the country are going to have some real, you know, moments where they're like really introspective moments where they're thinking about, why do I support Democrats if this is what I get from it?
And
I can only hope.
And to a big picture, Mock, you bring the media into this conversation too, because I think they're culpable. And we actually see now just how in the tank some of the national media is, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to say Donald Trump, it was his fault for what happened in Charlottesville, you have to say the same thing about Joe Biden. But that's not going to happen. The same way we keep hearing about how January 6th almost destroyed our democracy, but the summer of love was mostly peaceful. I think so many people now finally understand how in the tank about 90% of the national media is for the political left in this country.
I hope they do. I hope that more and more people are starting to see just how dangerous all of the indoctrination that has been in our schools for the past few decades. This is now, you know, we've made the bed, essentially, and now we're being forced to lie in it, and it sucks. And it's the left that is to blame, because as much as we scream about this, in the culture wars and in the political wars, we have been saying this is the result. When you teach kids to hate their country, this is what you get. And so no one should be surprised by it. I would just hope that there would be some accountability and Columbia will actually come to the plate and say, you know what? It's time for the state troopers to come in here and wipe out this entire encampment. We're not going to put up with it. But they're being so wussy about it right now.
We're speaking with Mock from Chicks on the Right here on the Hammer Nigel Show. Let's turn our attention to Manhattan and the Trump trial in New York, the quote-unquote hush money trial, where he's being accused of using campaign finance funds to give Stormy Daniels some money to shut her mouth, which she, you know, she broke the NDA that she signed, and it actually should be Trump that's suing her. Does this do anything for you? Is this trial on your radar at all? Is there any sort of positive thing to come out of this for Donald Trump?
I don't think so. I think he's going to be convicted, and we just have to hope that the appellate court sees reason and has common sense and sees how ridiculous this entire case is. But I think the current trial that's happening is just a big joke, and he is likely to get convicted because of the area that the trial is being conducted in.
Yeah.
And so it is on my radar to the extent that it's happening right now and that people are, you know, burning themselves alive in front of it. But beyond that, I'm not terribly interested only because I feel like the outcome is predetermined.
What do you think the chances are of Donald Trump ever stepping into a jail cell?
Wow. It's just hard for me to even fathom that. But you know that's what the left is pushing for, as absolutely hard as they can. I don't know, man. I can't even begin to imagine it. I can't.
Is there any way, I think we kind of know the answer, but I'll ask it anyway. Is there any chance in Haiti Donald Trump gets a fair trial with that jury in Manhattan?
No, I just don't think there is.
One more thing here before we let you go. Joe Biden giving real female athletes a middle finger with the Title IX changes. I feel like this should be a bigger story, but we've got so many fires happening in this country right now. It was kind of buried a little bit.
Which seems by design almost, doesn't it? It's you know, they just kind of snuck this in under the radar, but essentially they're gutting a half a century of protection for women and opportunities for women and the protection of men, I should point out, because now they're turning back some of the former administration's regulations, which allowed men who are accused of sexual assault or harassment or whatever to actually get a fair hearing. And now it just goes to some administrator to be the judge, jury, executioner, all of it. So they've rolled back some protections for men, which were really important. But most importantly, they've completely undermined women in Title IX, which is for women, because they have been they've sold women out to the crazy transgender ideology weirdos. And if you're a woman, you should be really pissed about this. And I don't understand where all the feminists are who are absolutely silent about it.
Where can we find more of your work at, Mock?
ChicksOnTheRight.com/links will get you to absolutely every place that we appear, and you can catch our show on most of those platforms Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Mock, did you have senior night for the boy and his lacrosse team yet? Have you had senior night?
Yes, that was this Saturday.
Oh, wow.
It was super, super emotional.
Tears rolling down.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure? Serious? Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure she was just
a
puddle.
I was okay during the actual like recognition of the seniors and walking onto the field and all of that stuff. But getting ready, like in my bathroom in the morning, I was a mess. I could barely get my makeup on.
Oh, just wait till graduation, Mock. I went through all of this last year, you know, senior night in sports and then graduation. When that, what's it called, pomp and circumstance hits, you're going to have grown woman tears rolling down those cheeks.
I know. I don't doubt that a bit.
Have a great week, girl. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.